This is the first part of an interview between Terry and Simon Virgo on Local Church, God's Vehicle for Empowering the Poor, with a focus on Remember the Poor. To watch the interviews, visit blog.terryvirgo.org or follow @terryvirgo on Twitter.
A few years ago, Simon Pettit preached a powerful word on remembering the poor at the Brighton Leaders Conference. And people will often refer back to it as a movement-shaping word, and one that had an enduring impact on us as a family of churches. Could you tell us what happened and why it had such an impact?
I think it really had a massive impact on us. It hadn't been our previous strength. We were not without works among the poor, but I wouldn't have said that New Frontiers was characterised by a preoccupation with the poor. Simon, working as he did in South Africa, there in that context, rich and poor living in very close proximity, lived with the impact of that, and not only in South Africa, but travelled widely in Africa. So I think that Simon, being an honest, godly man, was feeling the impact of what was really there in his face, and then brought that challenge to us in a powerful sermon. It had impact because God was with him in it. It really came with prophetic authority and a wake-up call. And praise God, he had not only a standing ovation, but a people who responded right across the board.
What did he say? What was the heart of his message, do you think?
His message was based on where Paul is told and mentions in Galatians, they accepted my apostolic message and said to me, just don't forget the poor, remember the poor. That's the only thing they kind of added. And he said, I was eager to do that. So it was coming out from the Jewish church, Peter, James and John there at the heart of the Jerusalem church saying, Paul, don't forget our preoccupation with the poor. Now, that would probably actually have had a reference to the poor in Jerusalem, which Paul continually kept in mind, traveling as he did among the churches, taking an offering to help the poor in Jerusalem, many of whom would have been ostracized from their families because they accepted the Messiah, Jesus. So they would have been suddenly made poor overnight. And that solidarity was being shown with brothers and sisters. So I think that that's the verse he built from. He went much wider than that, being face to face with the nations and the poverty that's out there. And I think Simon woke us up to the fact that that wasn't one of our major things happening here and there, but the response, happily, was not just a round of applause, but we got to work. Mm. And
what kind of shape has that taken?
Yeah, we took Nigel Ring and a girl called Penny Ralph, who was with us in those days, really set up a program which took us to the end of the millennium, which tried to encourage every church to develop a work among the poor. And that's been amazingly taken up, I mean, right across the board. And it's very diverse. People are helping in all kinds of different ways, often reflecting the personal motivations of people in that local church, which is great. So it's not uniform, it's not imposed, not you have to. We find guys, men and women, have got real individual appetite to help poor people in different ways. And of course, we are an international movement, and so some are peculiarly having to face up to that. So Edward Boria in Kenya is continually caring for the poor. Other people across the board, to be honest, in nations where poverty is more evidently in your face.
Do you think that work amongst the poor is reserved to the kind of keen enthusiasts who particularly feel stirred about it? Or do you think it's something that the church corporately is called to?
I genuinely believe it's part of living out the Christian life. And I think one of the thrilling things to me was when we began to survey what the churches are doing, how incredible the take-up has been. And so when Nigel Ring just sent out simple questions across the churches, it was like nearly every church is involved in a particular work. They've really risen to the call enthusiastically, and huge diversity. But church after church is saying, yes, but this is part of our calling, and it's part of the provocation of being believers. And I think many are just doing good works. And the gospel goes accompanied by good works. I think it's appropriate So yeah, I think it's for all of us to get involved with it, and I think that we can own it together. Yeah.